On Cape Talk.
We've apparently been waiting 2 years for what happened yesterday, the publication of a draft critical skills list. Cyril Ramaphosa promised in his State of the Nation address last Thursday that it would be published by yesterday, and it was. And 126 jobs are thought to be eligible as critical skills. In other words, reasonably quick application to bring somebody with that skill, critical skill, into South Africa so that that person can take up that job. People with a critical skill can apply for a visa to enter under the Immigration Act. There's a lot of red tape about this. The criteria, let's go through those first, are there must be an acute shortage of that kind of person. There must be a high level or advanced qualification necessary to do the job. It is a job that would take a long time to develop people to do it within the country, and it is a job that must be of strategic importance. So IT engineering, geology, nursing, pharmacy, accounting, within those fields there are certain particular jobs which are categorized as needing higher skills. And there are also marketing, communication, advertising, web design. Some of those kind of jobs are on the list. Carpenter, joiner, diesel mechanic, transport electrician, lift engineer, those are there as well. The big oddity, which all of the media who are reporting on this have picked up, is that caravan and camp site managers are on the critical skills list. I wouldn't have thought that we needed those, but apparently we do. Anne Bernstein is executive director for CDE, the Center for Development and Enterprise. Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Every time I come up with government's ways to fix things, which don't seem to me to be able to fix anything but perhaps make things worse, it does knock my spirits a little. Let's start, before we get on to whether the skills that are on the scarce skills list are appropriate. Do we need such a thing?
For a long time, CDE has argued that South Africa needs a completely different approach to skilled immigration. We're a country with a massive shortage of skills. Now, that doesn't mean you stop training people or fixing our education system. We should be doing that with much more enthusiasm. But we should be opening our doors to as many skilled foreigners as we can possibly attract. And the notion of a skilled critical skills list assumes a country which just has a few vacancies to fill, 126 or however many we're going to get. I think this is the wrong approach altogether. Firstly, it's very hard to do. You and I know, I'm sure, 100 people who have a degree or a qualification but are working in something completely different. So why are we bothering with all of this? I am opposed to this. I think it's a waste of time and money. We're now going to consult over this. You know, we're going to have submissions by March, and then we're going to consult. How long will that take? We should allow companies, institutions, government departments to go out and recruit whoever they need to fill jobs, and we should actively go out, like many other countries, and encourage people to come and help build South Africa. I'm opposed to this approach.
Isn't there a South Africa is bad, overseas is good attitude in some parts of the South African economy? So if it were a complete free-for-all, then people who could do the job in South Africa, because they're South Africans, would be overlooked, and foreigners who might be more expensive but highly regarded because they're foreign would be employed instead. Is that not a risk that one has to somehow try and manage?
Gee, what a negative view of employers and of South Africans. I don't think that is the case
you
at
don't.
All. We have an objective shortage of maths and science teachers. We should go to India and get them. So I don't think that is an issue. I think we've got to be more confident as a country, and we should understand the international experience, which is overwhelming, that skilled immigrants to a country bring innovation, skilled people create jobs for unskilled people. We need more entrepreneurs. We need more highly skilled people in South Africa, and we should go out and get them. They will help. We need trainers to train South Africans, whether at our universities or in our schools. We need managers for all those infrastructure projects we want to get going. I don't think, you know, nobody really knows what the current economy and the post-COVID economy is going to look like. To pretend we know we need these kinds of skills and not others is, to my mind, a complete waste of time. Just open the doors. Let's go and actively recruit all those
Open the doors to whom? Because a couple of times, and you've used the phrase skilled people. So who decides who is skilled and who isn't? There's a contradiction between a free-for-all and skilled people.
Look, we as a society need to decide what kinds of skills, you know, where we're going to draw the line. I am in favor of drawing that line very generously. So if you're a small entrepreneur or if you're a self-employed web designer, which they want, that's great. I'm in favor of that. I'm not suggesting we don't have borders. I am in favor of borders. I believe democracies require borders and society should control who comes into their countries. But in order to grow, which is the country's top imperative, we need more skilled people. And I think we should go out and get them.
But how do we identify who is a skilled person or who is not a skilled person? I appreciate you say that we must be generous in our definition.
Right.
And maybe our filter must be wide rather than the incredibly narrow set of filters which government is proposing. But do you not have a filter at all? You say you've applied to us to come and live in South Africa, and you say you're going to create employment, so welcome. Or what do we do?
I would say, I would like to know if you claim to be a doctor that you actually have a medical degree. So I would like the medical association or some appropriate body to be saying, yes, this country has a reasonable system, and we these are doctors. We need some mechanism to do that. I agree with that, but I don't think and you can draw the line on investors and entrepreneurs. Different countries draw that line in different ways. How much have you got to invest? What experience have you had? Etc. So, yes, we need a filter. Absolutely. The filter should be as simple and practical as possible. And what we need is a new attitude in government to all officials in South Africa and abroad, which is saying, we want these skills. Let's help bring people in. Let's make sure they are doctors, if they claim to be, but then let them in. So, yes, there must be a filter, but it must be as simple as possible, and we need as many skills as possible as quickly as possible.
And we allow people to self-define whether they have a skill or not.
No, John, I'm saying, if you claim to be a doctor...
But anybody who can produce a certificate to say they are what they claim they are should be allowed in. There is no category of economic activity practiced by a would-be immigrant that we would say, no, actually, we don't need you. So thanks very much, but please try and live somewhere else.
In my view, if they have skills, we should bring them in. And they could be, we could decide. We could say, anyone with a qualification of 1 year or more, anyone with a university degree, anybody with 5 years experience in running a business, and you can show us your bank account. So, we can have a way of testing this. I'm not opposed to that, but I am opposed to endless discussion about what kind of skills we need, as though firstly we know, because in a fast-moving modern economy, we don't really know what skills we need. We need lots of engineers. We need lots of all sorts of people. How many? Who knows? So it's a different attitude, and it's an attitude that says, let's change the bureaucracy's views, the politicians' and citizens' views, and let's bring in skilled migrants in a very big way. And it's helped many countries, not just rich countries. From Panama to many other countries, skilled migrants bring new ideas and innovation into an economy which ours certainly needs.
Anne Bernstein, thank you very much for joining us, Executive Director of the Centre for Development and Enterprise. Gillian, you've called us from Rondebosch.
Yes, I did, John. I totally don't agree. I work for a big insurance company. I've been involved with IT since 1976. I had 24 years experience with this big IT insurance company in Pinelands, and I was forced to retire at 61. I had been looking after big teams. I'm good at mentoring. I know my game inside out, and they brought in teams of Indian contractors that were so cheap to take over a system that they couldn't possibly have managed. So I'm actually saying raise the level of people retiring. Overseas, you don't have to retire at 61. You can carry on doing the thing you love and that you're highly skilled at.